This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Chip Brim with my lovely wife, Candace, and we are co-pastoring with Lee Morgans in Collinsville, Oklahoma at A Glorious Church Fellowship, where we train champions for Christ. We're yes. coaches, and that's what I've done all my life, and now God's got me coaching the body of Christ, and he said, I'll help you train them because I'm coming back for a champion church.
Yes.
Isn't that good news? Yeah. And so what we've been doing is training our church lately, and we want to share it with you. Mom gives us this opportunity on the airwaves, and our partners do, and we're so thankful. And we have been doing a vision week. Mm-hmm. We pass out every year these cards that you write down on, and you put them in front of your eyes, because the scripture in Habakkuk 2, 2 and 3 says, and get the Message Bible on that, it's like, write down this vision, write it in big block bold letters so it can be read on the run, and it's mm-hmm. going to happen. You write it down, it's going to happen. Even though it seems like it's going to, it's taking some time, keep waiting, it's going to happen. And so we do that and we put it down. And what brought us to that, Candace, is a pastor of ours, Keith Moore in Branson, Missouri. We were part of his church when he started that mm-hmm. as pastoring. The Lord told him to do that. And then I heard another testimony, Joyce Myers. The Lord told her, write it down.
Right.
Write down what your vision. Mm-hmm. And then I knew as a young boy when I would go over to Brother Hagin's house, he had it written down. And now that I've been to Brother Copeland's house, he writes it down. And Mom, that's how she learned how to walk in love. She wrote it in cards everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down, and you know what? God will prove himself, and those cards will be there, and it'll come to pass.
Right.
So we do that, and we have this card. And we write down on this vision card what more we can do, not as works mentality, but as a doer of the word.
Right.
We have a part to play. Do you realize that?
Yeah. What we can give to God.
Yes. What we can do. It's an honor.
Right.
An opportunity.
Yeah. And you know, on the front of the card, we say, what more can we do for God in 2015? And you know, in Habakkuk, it says, run with it.
Run with it.
And I was just sitting here looking over my card of what I put. The first thing I put on the top was spend more time in prayer and meditation of God's word. And I put in parentheses right next to it, Joshua 1:8. And I'm thinking about running with that. Spending more time in prayer and meditation of God's word, but running with that, keeping going, keep pressing on, keep every day you get up and you spend more time. Now, does that mean every day you're going to spend 30 minutes or 5 minutes? But every day you're making a conscious effort
and you have a reminder.
And it's reminded. It's before you.
Praise the Lord, and thank God for that. And I think that we have these cards and we write them down. What more can we do for God? Can anybody now, at the sound of our voice, whether you're driving, at lunch, wherever you're at, what would you say right now that you could do more for God? Is there anything, or have you hit the pinnacle? Are you on the top? You've got the love thing down.
Not me.
You can't possibly spend more time. There's all kinds of things we can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And when you get to where you don't think you have any more to do or can do, you kind of get in that uncoachable type mentality.
Right.
And you peek out and you'll never hit
anything.
You will never
more.
Hit the desires and destiny that God has for you. So what I'm thinking, you know what? I'm gonna write down, I can be more thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody else out there who could be more thankful? Let's be more thankful. Wouldn't it be better this year if we were more thankful and less gripey?
Yeah, definitely. Amen. I'm for that one.
Are you for that one?
Yeah,
from
I'm
my
for
wife.
That.
See, my wife liked that I put that
like
down.
That.
I'm going to be more thankful and less gripey. And you know what? If I do that, come on, men, we can be nicer.
Yeah.
But let's write it down. Put it in front of our eyes. And as you do that, guess what? On the other side of this card, or you can make, we're challenging you to get a piece of paper, a card, however you want to do it. It doesn't have to be a card. But on one side, put what I can do for God. That's your part. And then on the other two columns, one is the needs. Put your needs down. And the other one is wants or desires. Those will be God's part.
Mm-hmm.
That's his responsibility.
Right.
And you know what? You'll be crossing those off. Bills paid, healing, child, children coming to the Lord, husband, spouse coming to the Lord.
Right.
And you'll be crossing them off and you'll be rejoicing the whole time, having the best year ever, living in the blessings. Why? Because you wrote it down.
Right.
Because you got serious about it. You played around with different things. You know, we do this, human nature. We play around with diets and we try and we try and we try and we succeed and fail and succeed. No consistency.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be more the Lord told this to Gloria Copeland years ago. Inconsistency, not inconsistency, but I-N. Mm-hmm. Inconsistency lies the power.
Right.
When we get more consistent, there's going to be more power. What will help us be more consistent? Write it down.
Write it down. When you put it down on paper and put it before your eyes, it keeps you more consistent.
Yes.
If you're on a diet and you put a picture of the way you used to look on the refrigerator, it'll keep you more consistent.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That'll get you going.
When
Mama
does
that.
Down,
I'm giving one of Mama's little secrets away. But she has this picture in her kitchen, doesn't she? My nephew Jared's here doing this taping. And it's not a real flattering picture of Mom. I'm like, Mom, why do you have that picture? Oh, that inspires me to keep me on my diet. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yes.
But you know what? Mom always wrote down, and that's how she learned to love walk. But we have to grow. We were created to grow. We were anointed to grow from faith to faith and glory to glory.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we need help. And the Bible tells us.
Well, and writing these things down also helps remind you where you've grown. Because I've gone back and looked at my vision cards from the past and read the part, what more can I do for God? And I'm thinking, oh, wow, I have really grown in that area. Whether it's prayer or time in the Word or giving to God or being thankful or loving, I see where I grow.
A lot of people, I've had them say, well, why do you have to put down your needs and wants then? Because it glorifies God. It reminds you. We have to be reminded of things. It's good to be reminded of things, what God has done for us.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a good thing.
And when you can flip your card over and you mark that off, then that gives you great opportunity to praise God.
Oh.
Give him glory for that. Share with somebody.
It's
take
a testimony.
Your card. Yeah, take your card. We have people at church that come in and take their card. We had that last Sunday.
We have it almost every Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. And we're beginning video tapings because we have so many people to give
testimonies
that we want to put it on video to archive it. So because it brings, it's just like when you preached on remembering the things.
Yeah.
It brings things to your remembrance of what God has done for you. That's why you put the needs. That's why you
important.
Put the wants.
David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and forget not his benefits.
Right.
Great benefits, and don't forget them, because your mind and your soul has a short-term memory.
Right.
And then Paul told Timothy at one of his toughest, darkest hours, he said, you remember your grandmother, Eunice? Do you remember your mom? You remember their unfeigned faith? They had great faith. And let me just remind you, buddy, you've got that same faith in you by the laying on of hands.
Yes.
And you know what? That helped Timothy. What?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this is important. It reminds you. Praise the Lord. Now, we've also gotten into this teaching of this week, and we would love for you to get on billybrim.org and look up the archives of this week if you've missed it. And the Lord said, I want you to be the opposite of what the enemy is. The enemy steals, kills, and destroys. The opposite of stealing, killing, destroying is what? Giving, living, and building.
And build.
Mm-hmm. Give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Yes.
Give. God gave his son.
He gave his best.
Whoo! Jesus gave his life. Yeah. He gave his blood.
Yes.
He gave his stripes.
Yes.
All for a reason.
Yes.
God gave us his word so that we could live.
Gave us the Holy Spirit so we can be led and guided by
him. It's time for you to live, people. Live the life God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how you do it. Get out a piece of paper. Write these things down, what you can do for God.
Yeah.
And start living. Mm-hmm. Getting in that word. That's one of the things we can put on that list. I can get in the word more.
Yes.
And then you'll start living, because the Bible says when you get in the word, it's life to those who find them and health to those who find them too.
Right.
And the Bible says live by faith. Well, how do you live by faith? Faith comes by hearing the word.
Right. Right.
And then the last one that we talked briefly about yesterday was the devil comes to destroy. And there's a lot of people listening right now. You've had a lot of things destroyed.
Right.
You may be questioning God. Where's my blessings? Where's my answers? It's been destroy after one destroy after another. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It's time to build.
Right.
Everything God created was to build. A little ant doesn't know anything better than to build. You can knock his pile down, his ant pile down, he'll start building.
Right.
A bird will build a nest, storm blows it out, build again.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even worry. And I think, and I know, not think, God said, you need to look at the birds from time to time.
Right, right.
Quit worrying. Yeah. Be the builder who you are.
Right.
And in Jude, it talks about what? It says, my beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We need to pray in the Holy Ghost. You know what praying in the Holy Ghost is, people? Building.
Yeah. You're building yourself spiritually.
It talks about in Ephesians how the fivefold ministry and our job is to equip the body and build the body up.
Right.
How? In love.
Yes.
Together. So we'll grow and become the glorious champion church. Because God's coming for a champion church. He's not coming for a second place church.
No.
Not a church that barely wins or, you know, wins a few, loses a few. No, a champion, glorious, spotless church. And we're so excited about that. And that's what we're doing. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
I just kind of wanted to get an amen there from somebody. I was hoping somebody in their car said amen or something. But that's what we're called to do. What is that? Not steal, but give.
Give.
Not kill, but live. And not destroy. And another way that you can destroy people that you may not realize it is with your thoughts or with your words.
Yes.
And with your actions. Mm-hmm. Maybe the boss that you have is not saved and he's not real chipper. But if you destroy him, God created him.
Right.
And God loves that boss just as much as he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't create any of us really to destroy. He created us to build up.
To life. He created us for life.
So when you speak words, build each other up.
Encourage
be an encourager. Jesus always was moved with compassion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Right.
He never destroyed.
No.
He never tore down.
No.
I think of all the examples in the Bible, he never tore down. Give us some information about our church, honey.
Well, we are members of a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We are co-pastoring with Pastor Lee Morgans. The church is not at 915 North 19th Street in Collinsville, Oklahoma. The phone number is 918-371-4589. And if you'd like to check out our website, it's agcfchurch@attn.net. We also live stream and have archiving, so check it out sometime. And we would like to thank you for spending your time with us today. We thank you for, well, I just want to speak a blessing over you. I thank you, Father. I call these people blessed as we drive to and from work today.
Yes. And you know what? I'm going to be in Tulsa on February 8th at 10 o'clock and 6 p.m. at Glorious Light Church on 71st and Sheridan. If you want more information, I'd love to see you there. 918-307-1643. It's Glorious Light Church, 71st and Sheridan, 918-307-1643. God bless you. See you next time.